Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crotty should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty may change at any time. It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670. The
Gabe, do you think that the Bears...
Is that what we're doing?
No.
Okay, I like
no,
this.
No. I'm not going to ask you what you think I'm going to ask. It's close to what you think I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Do you think the Bears are good enough to be a Super Bowl team?
Wonderful. That is a most difficult question.
Are they good enough? Yes.
Yeah.
So it's without a doubt.
Yeah.
When you watch this team and you watch the makeup of the squad and the perseverance, the relentlessness of this team, and I'm not just talking about the comebacks, Grody. I'm talking about the style of football they play.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Defense, let's not forget, they've been, you know, bandaged up this entire time with guys missing. And finally, when you saw Tremaine Edmonds and T.J. Edwards back in those linebacker positions, executing at a high level, T.J. Edwards with that big stuff on 3rd and 1 right before Malik Willis ended up fumbling the ball. I mean, those are big moments.
It's such a great point about the defense, and I needed to be reminded of that, how banged up the Bears' defense has been, because it's the one part of the team that it's easy to look at and pick apart or pick on even.
Uh-oh. You found the claw's only weakness.
Mr. Manley, have you come back down to earth since getting to talk about the Cray win for the Bears?
No, not at all. I'm thinking Super Bowl, guys. Come on, we got the playoffs wrapped up. Why can't we start talking about the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl? Yeah.
I think Ben Johnson's gone about it right. He said, let's get to 11 games, and he explained why 11 games of all the teams that always get in the playoffs with 11 games, right? So you set little goals, but the end game obviously is the Super Bowl, and that's the big thing you talk about. Well, okay, they've got the playoffs locked up right now, so we're talking about seedings. But I truly think inside Hallis Hall, it is okay for the guys to start talking about the Super Bowl.
All we need to win are the fellas in this room right now. And all you fellas need to do is believe.
Start planting the seed of, hey guys, we can win the Super Bowl. And that's belief. The belief has gone through, hey, we can pull out games in the end of the fourth quarter. We'll start putting that out there. But I truly think inside the locker room, guys are allowed to talk to each other now. Like, if I'm a leader in that locker room, I'm allowed guys to start talking about, hey, what about the Super Bowl? Let's go back to San Francisco and play there again. Let that seep in there and let that start to manifest a little bit.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Man,
I hear that open right there, centering on the unexpected things the Chicago Bears have done this year. And boy, are they the beneficiaries of the way the National Football League works sometimes. The Bears lost 10 in a row last year. We're an embarrassing football team. And now we are talking about an 11-4 Bears team that will be at an 11-4 San Francisco team on Sunday night. Welcome in to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Layla and Marshall are traveling about the world. So Gabe Ramirez is here for a second straight day.
There are benefits to living in the city of Chicago and not going anywhere for the holidays. You get to fill in on the Score with Grody. Look at this.
If you'd like, I'm here. I'm usually here around the holidays.
And we have one more holiday show together, don't we?
We just realized that today.
We did just realize it.
We already started planning our New Year's Eve extravaganza.
Make sure you're here for it.
Yeah. Be here for it. This is kind of a little holiday party here today. It is Christmas Eve. Is this a company holiday today? I mean, I know nobody is here. Is this one of our official Odyssey? Like, am I getting paid extra today?
Definitely not.
Is this a comp day? It's not. So this is not honest question. Is this a company holiday?
First of all, Grody, you get paid enough.
Well, I mean, but you got to take every little piece you can get.
I envy people that say, oh, yeah, I'm working on Christmas, double time pay. I'm like, damn it. And they're like, time and a half pay.
You deserve it.
You do for being there. Yeah. I actually called the city of Chicago today, 311, because, you know, downtown on Michigan Avenue, you can park on Michigan, certain swaths of Michigan, on Sundays and holidays. So I called up 311 as I was driving in, and I was like, hey, can I park, you know, on Michigan on Christmas Eve? Is it considered the hot? Nope.
Can't.
Just Christmas Day.
Wow. Okay.
So if you want to park on Michigan next to Millennium Park and you don't want to park in the garages, on Michigan, you could park there tomorrow if you want to slide through Millennium Park.
You might know this about me, Gabe. Actually, you should know this about me because I don't trust that. And you know this about me because...
But I call 311. No.
I don't even know if I would trust that. I've been hurt too many times. I've been towed. I literally have some of the whatever that.
Weren't we together one time you got towed?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I still have some of the crayon on the back. So,
I was there for that.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. So, like, we're already doing the New Year's show.
Teamwork.
In 2025, I was towed twice, ladies and gentlemen. I had a company car towed away from a remote we did in Wrigleyville on the day Northwestern was playing at Wrigley Field. So yeah. I forgot, that the signs, because it wasn't baseball, can't park here on baseball days, but it was a football day. So I was the one who managed to get a company cruiser
towed. I have to ask this question because I know this is on everybody's minds who has ever been towed in the city of Chicago. You have to show proof of ownership.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you get the car back?
Oh, with the company car?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just a whole big thing with the company that I had to do. Like, I had to talk to Mitch Rosen. Oh, I had to speak with Bonnie, who handles everything for everybody.
Did Rich Wyatt end up showing up eventually?
Odyssey. I hope. No, Rich Wyatt was well in on it.
Yeah, I bet.
He was in on it. So it was like this whole team of people taking care of my error after we did a remote. It was kind of like sorry, not sorry, because I thought that was a little bit ambiguous and all that. And, you know, I was taking my time and all of this stuff. But then I was towed again later this year.
Non-company car.
Okay.
Was this a sorry, not sorry situation as well?
No, well, this was just me being dumb, parking out on Stetson in front of Prudential. And I didn't see the sign, and I got towed. But luckily, the towing job was literally underneath us.
Yeah.
It's just a different world. It really is.
The hardest
part
is just finding it down. Yeah. Below,
oh, yeah. Finding
lower,
it.
Lower whacker.
And just getting past everything. And there's inevitably somebody arguing with somebody at all of those locations.
Mitch the text that you need a cash to? What was that about?
Yeah, I think there was cash involved. There was
you
numbers
to bribe
involved.
The people at the DMV.
There were so many things that went on. Right. It was
makes sense why you don't trust the signs.
Well, and it's not
or
even that.
So
there's some of that. The reason is because there, you and I have occasionally, to my great fortune, have intersected doing the show on Fox, Lou Kanellis' show,
yes.
Cassie Carlson and
Chicago Sports Tonight.
Yeah, everybody over there that does those shows, you know that there is a hack on Michigan Avenue in front of their studio.
That's so funny.
Remember,
this has happened.
And remember, and you told me about it. You're
and
like,
you
Grody,
said, no.
Go ahead. I said, I paid the meter right here outside of our studios instead of taking free parking because.
Which was 10 feet away from you.
Right. I'm public and can't trust it. That's it.
Yes, Sunday night, Fox 32. when we do the show, we film at, you know, 10 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. So there's always parking available right there on Michigan. I pull up and I'm like, Grody, where are you going? He's like, oh, I'll park my car over here. I said, but you know you can park. I don't trust that.
Not going to happen.
All right, well, there you go.
Come on, I like man. It. Of all the, like, illegal parking spots that exist in this city, which is most of the places along the streets, you're going to tell me there's a spot in the on the heart of Michigan Avenue, which it essentially is. It's a great location. I can't trust that my car is not going to get towed.
Okay.
Like, I believe you. I trust you, Gabe, because you're Gabe and you're my
friend.
What
if Caleb Williams tells you that it's there?
Well, I don't know. Like, am I supposed to trust Caleb Williams?
Dude.
Yeah, yeah. It is Raheemy Harrison Grody. I see you want me to talk about Caleb here now. So let's
give
talk
secrets
about it.
Away, man.
Yeah. I think you made it pretty clear. If you want to jump in here and be part of our show here today, 312-644-6767 is the number. I guess what I would say about Caleb Williams, or what I'm thinking about Caleb Williams right now, is if Caleb Williams, and maybe he will speak this truth, because he has been speaking some truths lately, if you've been paying attention. I think if he could speak honestly and freely and clearly to the mass media of which we are a part, he would say to all of us, he would go a little bit Dennis Green on us. He would say, I am who you think I am. I am the guy that you thought I was coming out of Southern Cal. I am that guy. I will be elite. I am generational. And the reason that I know this is the way he's been speaking lately, and I've enjoyed the way he's been speaking lately. For example, when he was asked after the Cleveland game, did you make an ill-advised throw to DJ Moore because it had to go through the hoops just to get there? It had to be perfect. And he quickly shot that down by saying, well, let's take a listen to what he said right here.
DJ, is that any way an ill-advised throw from, like, from the point of view?
I can make any throw.
Which he actually said. This is why he hasn't changed. He said that 2 weeks ago. He said the same thing to a question that I asked on this radio station. I don't remember my exact question, but his answer was, I can throw long, I could throw medium, I could throw to the sideline, I could play under center, I could play shotgun. Like, he just went through sort of sarcastically, sort of poking back at the question that I asked him the first time he was on this radio station. So he hasn't changed in the least in that regard. He still believes that he can make every single throw. He compared himself to Michael Jordan this year.
The MJ quote where, you know, he missed how many game winners, and, you know, the Kobe where he took the game winner, you know, and tried to, you know, versus the Jazz and all of them back then. It's like, you know, you're going to take those shots, and, you know, that's the type of mindset I have, that, you know, I'll take those shots and, you know, I'll roll with the punches if I do miss.
That's after he was intercepted in the end zone, round one at Lambeau against Green Bay in this year of 2025, days of which we are running out. So he is saying, right now, I am still exactly that guy. He has lost zero confidence. He does appear to right now, Gabe, as well, have a chip on his shoulder that is very large with some of the things that he's saying now, which I will get to here in just a little bit. But I want to hear your thoughts, too, on the way his demeanor, I guess. Really, there hasn't been many places where we've seen cracks in that.
I'm one of the people that enjoys guys like Floyd Mayweather, Tom Brady, that they, when they're at the pinnacle of their career, they talk the most trash and then they back it up. I have zero problem with those kinds of people. I support them. I love them. That's why I like a guy like Ben Johnson, where early in the season, I thought it was the good kind of arrogance, right? Where you can back it up. And I think Caleb, when we talk about taking on the persona of your head coach, where last year it seemed, for lack of better words, careless, right? Where he wasn't emotional during losses, wasn't high on victories. It was more so, hey, I'm here doing the job. We're going to get over this one. We're going to go on to the next day. This year, I feel like it's a little different, where he has results attached to performance. And now he can say, no, look, there's proof now. Look, I can do this. This is what I expected to do from the very beginning. And now that I'm put in a better position with the best coach in the world, as he stated, and I have the talent around me, you see him executing. So I have zero problem with it. Zero. As a matter of fact, I welcome it. I'd much rather you be arrogant and cocky as a quarterback, as the QB1, than anything else. And I have a list right here, Grody. Caleb right now is 11th in the league in passing yards, which is impressive. I didn't know that. I didn't think I was going to find him at 11.
Despite the fact that he's probably not going to have a 4,000 yard again for the Chicago Bears. But thank you. That's nice.
So 11. But when you look at the guys above him, I mean, there's like arrogant good guys in there, right? Matthew Stafford at the top. You know who he is. Dak Prescott, right? Drake May, you see him with a little swag, even though he's humble. Drake May. Sam Darnold, Bo Nix, chips on their shoulders. Patrick Mahomes, counting how many people passed up on him. Josh Allen. All of them have that same characteristic where they have a level of believability in themselves. And that's why I don't mind Caleb feeling like
that. I think it's essential because I think that there are probably many athletes, great athletes, football players, you could even expand it into other sports. Once that confidence gets rocked and every single one of us has an opinion about Caleb Williams in this town, it's the National Football League, the pressure cooker is real. And this guy who has taken tons of verbal hits from people, harsh opinions from us, from me, from everybody who talk, because this is the way we do it. It's a fluid situation. We're always talking about Caleb Williams, and it doesn't appear to me, and I don't know why I thought it would with Caleb, because I know Caleb a little bit. I do see Caleb in the locker room. I do chit-chat with Caleb every once in a while when there's a little bit of an open door to that. And it's never, even last year, there was never a time where I saw him publicly at all come down from any of the confidence. But I do think that that's a superpower. So he's got two things going for him that you can check boxes. The confidence, which, again, it's so real and so essential. And then the fact that he has that confidence in the fourth quarter. There's a lot of blanks to be filled in for the first three quarters, for sure. But it does feel like that's doable. The part that he has down now is the stuff that players are always working towards. Can you be good and make the big throws at the end? Caleb's got that. Can you become more confident in yourself? Caleb's got that. It's just other things that he's got to work on. We got to take our first break, but when we come back, I'm sorry.
I have more to say.
I talked way too much about my car getting towed. You know it. I know it. Mitch Rosen probably knows it. Everybody knows it. But this is a holiday special. When we come back, we are going to hear from Caleb Williams about vindication, about that chip on his shoulder. I think that you'll be very interested to hear the way Caleb Williams is speaking. We're going to get into Ben Johnson as well. And, Gabe, they're knocking at the door again.
Do
they're
it.
Knocking at the door.
Do we get, it.
The phones are flickering in here like it's
they
Christmas.
They know that I take phone calls on the overnight show. That's why.
I think that's what it is. They're like, oh, Gabe needs us.
Therapist Gabe is here. I need to sit on his couch.
Oh, Therapist Gabe. Yeah. We are here for you to talk about the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams or just anything. It's a holiday special. So if there's just something on your mind, we would love to hear from you on this day. It's Raheemy, Harris, and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lahimi Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Under center, Caleb Williams on first and 10 takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Works to his right. Now looks. Rainbows. Deep down the left side for DJ Moore. Over the shoulder catch. Touchdown, Chicago. They beat Keyshawn Nixon. And the game is over. 22-16, Chicago. Unbelievable. For the first time since 2018, the Bears have beaten the Packers in Chicago. It took overtime. Caleb Williams with the touchdown pass to end it. 46 yards to DJ Moore. And you cannot lose a game in more devastating fashion than that.
DJ Moore! More arrogance!
Wayne Larrabee with the call on the Green Bay Packers Radio Network. As we welcome you back into Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score. We have Gabe Ramirez here today. So it is, ladies and gentlemen, Gabe and Grody.
The G-spot.
That's right.
You found it.
The G-spot. That is correct.
You're on 670 The Score.
Tomorrow is Christmas. This segment is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants. And we were talking, still are continuing to be talking about Caleb Williams and my theory that inside, deep inside, he is all Dennis Green thinking to himself, I am exactly the same guy that you thought I was when I came out of USC, because we know that Caleb Williams has supreme confidence. There's no doubt about it, and it's really important that he has supreme confidence. It's also really important that he knows how to win games in the fourth quarter. It's also going to be essential and really important that he figures out the flow of the rest of the game as well. That's a big deal too, but he has checked two big boxes. Let's hear from Caleb Williams in terms of the satisfaction he has in leading this Bears team.
I've said it in a couple speeches that I've had before that, you know, I wasn't the biggest, I wasn't the strongest, I wasn't the tallest, fastest, whatever the case may be. I get drafted here. I'm told that I'm not a special player. I'm told that I'm not a good fit here. I'm told that, you know, coach and I won't work. I've told, you know, I can't win here. I know that's going to keep going on. But, you know, I do take a little satisfaction and things like that. And, you know, being able to help this team, help this organization, be a part of it, to get to the playoffs. And, you know, my goal isn't to just get to the playoffs. My goal is to win and win big. And so, I'm going to keep my head down. I'm going to keep growing for the guys in this building, for the coaches and things like that, for this organization and for the city to be able to be proud and happy to be fans and supporters of Chicago Bears.
There's the chip on the shoulder that is starting to show itself, that he's got some receipts in his mind, and I don't know that he's going to make that personal necessarily, but he will generalize it, and he is talking to the people that have doubted him the heaviest, I suppose. But yeah, to hear things like he's not a special player, not a good fit, all of that kind of stuff is still ringing around in his head.
I mean, listen, when you're thinking about, like, obviously right now we are celebrating victories, Bears are in the playoffs, everything feels good. But when you go back to 2 years ago, right, Caleb Williams, didn't want to be here. Coach Eberflus was a terrible coach. The alignment of GM, coach, and QB wasn't there. I mean, there's so many things that were wrong. Let's not forget, this was a loser franchise, right? Everyone felt that way. You're embarrassed to be a Bears fan. They kept handling things improperly, bringing in the wrong talent. The guys were, nothing was working for this organization. Then all of a sudden you get Caleb Williams and you feel somewhat good about him. It's a huge challenge that he embraced, right? Where he came in, he's like, no, I want to be here. I know if I'm great here, I can be a legend and live forever. A la the guys he mentions like Jordan and Kobe. And then when you talk about his productivity, it's right. Would you want a Caleb Williams that was lights out for three quarters, then throwing interceptions in the fourth? Because that's the opposite of what you're getting right now, right? Currently.
Well, so I mean, like, that part is duh. It's really hard to find quarterbacks in the National Football League who can finish games the way Caleb Williams has, for the most part, finished games this year. So that's a huge thing. That doesn't mean that there's not a long way to go.
What do you think he's batting, right? If we were to call it a batting average in terms of success rate in the last 2 to 3 minutes of a half or a fourth quarter?
Well, I mean, like, there's just the fact that
it's probably like 80%.
There have been six games in which the Bears have come back
right
when they're down in the fourth quarter, down in the last 2 minutes of the game,
right?
I think it is. So, I mean, right there, however you want to parallel an average to that, it's pretty,
it's high.
In baseball trade, he's hitting .330, right? I mean, that's pretty
okay.
good. Or do you think I've gone crazy now?
I think you went too low.
Oh, really?
I think he's batting like 800.
Oh, my God.
Like, give him 10 times. With 2 minutes left, he's going to score 8 out of those 10 times.
Will there ever be a hitter in Major League Baseball that hits 800?
You're taking it too serious. I'm trying to give you percentages here. You're like, Gabe, I watch baseball. 400 is Ted Williams' area.
I didn't know.
And I don't think he's gonna be.
If we're doing baseball, we have to stay within the confines of what is reasonable
Fair.
In baseball, though.
Fair.
And in baseball, it's really good if you hit 350, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it not?
Right. No, it is.
Yeah.
I'll go with yours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why can't you just support me?
I know. I'm going
with your stuff. You just support me?
Because I'm a math.
Christmas.
I'm a math guy, so the numbers are like. I'm like, but he's 800. Grody.
Okay, I'll go with it. 800.
It's impressive, nonetheless.
Yes.
And I think that's the part that, as a Bears fan, when you're watching this team and Caleb in particular, you can deal with the three quarters of disarray because you know in the fourth, if you're within striking distance, you feel confident as a fan that this guy with a chip on his shoulder is going to utilize that to come through for you.
It's really stressful, though, going through dealing with those three quarters. That you said that you could deal with that. It's the here's an economy term for you, since you like that so much. It's opportunity cost. You have to get to the fourth quarter before whatever transformation occurs in Caleb Williams's body, whatever alert goes off, wherever he is, like, all of a sudden he's Popeye in that arm and he can do no wrong. But I would like, as much as we're celebrating right now, I would like to feel a little bit less stressed in the first couple quarters of the game, even into the third quarter. I don't need all that, and I don't think Bears fans. This is all fun, like all the comebacks, but eventually, and I guess that's the next step, you want to get to the point where it's a little bit more comfortable, a little bit less stressful.
I think that there was a point in time throughout the season where the Bears didn't know how to handle their own successes, right? They were in top of, I think it was like number two or number three in the league in first quarter points scored. And this is something
early.
Yeah. And that's something that had eluded the Bears for years, where they couldn't put up points.
Last year was a joke.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So I think that having those successes early on and then try to have it be sustainable throughout four quarters was something that they weren't used to, right? Wow, we just scored a touchdown in the first. Okay, what are we going to do with this next drive? Ben Johnson, first-time head coach. How am I supposed to draw up these next series? Okay, we went three and out. How can I right the ship from here? There's so many different things that you got to do. Fourth quarter is go time.
Yeah,
I've learned what I needed to learn throughout
the
game.
Gotta go.
Now I know what to call.
Yes.
So I think it's a matter of not only Caleb Williams, the offense, but Ben Johnson, everybody coming together so that way they can be efficient for four quarters. But like Pat Manley said yesterday on our show, it's a tough ask to want this team to be perfect through four quarters. Just not going to happen.
Of course. And ultimately we want perfection, and that's all what we're all working towards. I think everybody's is under the understanding that it's not going to happen. obviously this year. You have two games to go. Maybe a light goes on in the postseason and there's an improbable run for the Bears and everything clicks. I don't rule out things like that. But for the most part, I've ruled out things like that for the rest of this year. They're knocking, man. They're knocking on the door. There's nothing we could do about it. I thought I told you to lock the doors here to the studios. They are not locked. That means that you guys are calling 312-644-6767. It's Mark in Kalamazoo joining Raheemy Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on the score.
Guys, I grew up on the South Side till 1991. Moved to Michigan then, hardcore Bears fan. But last Saturday, no joke, my best friend's son gets married in a hotel in Kalamazoo, and they are literally cutting the cake at 8:15, and I slip out the side door 100 yards down to a sports bar, right? I leave the wedding, and here's the thing. I am surrounded, guys. I am surrounded by Lions fans for 58 minutes giving it to me. Caleb Williams is a bust. He's a bust. He's a flop. And I walk out. I leave. I go back to my room. I'm in a bad mood. The tide turns. The game is over. The dagger has been thrown.
The dagger!
I walk back in that sports bar and give it to every one of them.
Honey, I'll be back again.
Good for you, man. That's redemption, baby.
I love it, Mark. Mark,
guys,
we gotta work on
guys,
getting
I'm
you.
I'm not gonna lie. When I walked out of the wedding, I got that look from my wife, but she truly understood.
Ah, that's a good wifey. Right there. And that's a good call. Thank you, Mark.
I'm wondering why Mark doesn't have it on his phone. You know?
Yeah.
Streaming apps and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
but man, come on, man. You know how it is. You can't.
You just want to get away from the wedding?
Fan, no, it's not even that. You want to watch, man. It's a Bears game. You know that, man. You know, I couldn't follow along on my phone a Bears game.
Oh, man.
It's religion, dude.
Oh, man.
You know how that is. I mean, like, if you could watch on your phone, I suppose.
Grody, if I'm at a wedding and the Bears are playing, I am watching on my phone. I am not running to a bar 6 blocks away. Didn't you hear him say his wife, the look his wife got? I'm married too. If I tell my wife one time, I wouldn't even tell her I'm going to the bar. I'd be like, babe, I got to get something from the car. And then I'd leave for like 12 minutes and then I'd come back. And if I tried to pull that one again, you got one of those, Grody.
You got one
Mark and Calum
get out of
a brave
jail
man.
Free card. That's it. He allotted his car. Yeah, that's true. I bet Mark's wife probably will not allow for that again.
No.
Even though she gave him the wink, okay, Mark.
She's going to have a phone with streaming on it. She's going to give it to Mark.
I mean,
Sit your ass down, watch this phone.
She married this man, and look, most of us are the same. We're all just sort of, we all grew up sports dorks, sports themed everything, sports trips.
Yeah.
Our lives center on sports.
True.
Like, sports is important to us. Bears, right. And I know it's just a game and all. Sports is very important to a lot of us. So doing things that you have to do in the name of watching sports, Gabe, it's a real thing.
And let's be honest, why would you marry a woman that would make you go to a wedding on a Saturday during the Bears game?
That's true.
I'm just playing.
Sounds pretty cheap to me, the whole thing to me. I don't know. Might as well have it on a Friday afternoon.
Got a discount because the Bears were playing.
I'm saying, man. Yeah, we could give you this. Here's
this
opportunity
is mean.
Cost.
This is not us. We're not mean. That was mean. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, you thought you were being too mean?
Yeah,
there?
I thought I was being too mean right there.
Okay.
That's not my MO.
What specifically?
Just the part about him saying, why would you marry somebody about, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, no, what I was going to say, she knew what she was getting into. She knew from the beginning that Mark was a complete sports geek and that he was in, and like, that was a big part of his life. Now, you got to make room for wife, for sure, and you better do some nice things for her as well. But I think there's an understanding with most of us who go that deep when it comes to sports. Boy, I have a decision to make here. I think... Are we going to talk Bulls next? Yeah. Talk a little Bulls?
Are we?
You know what? Audible. I do want to talk about the Bulls because I watched it, damn it. And I'll be damned if I wasted my time watching that game last night. But no, we got Bears calls. I see
Bears.
All you guys. Everybody, they're knocking at the door. So if you guys want to hang on or wait a couple minutes and call back, we're taking Bears call. We're doing it.
Do it.
The Audible. Omaha, we have called the Audible. We will not be talking Bulls next. We will continue to talk Bears next.
Bulls won.
Hope and pray that maybe we could talk about, maybe I'll have a sentence on the Bulls when we return, and then it'll just be Bears. It's what we do here. It's Raheemy Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
It is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on the Score. Jay Ramirez is in today. Those lyrics came at me, man.
I requested this song, by the way.
Oh, you did?
No, I'm just playing.
I was like, I didn't think there was any audio coming. I am being sung to right now. That's lovely.
Ray Diaz is an old soul, man.
Hey.
You know?
Sounds good.
This is Freddie Gibbs from his latest album with The Alchemist.
Yeah, but I know you like the original cuts.
Oh,
you know,
for sure.
On the samples.
I do, for sure. But Freddie Gibbs is a huge Bears fan. And if you follow him on
social media,
he's been going insane celebrating this Bears season. So it's a good follow, Freddie Gibbs.
Shout out Freddie Gibbs.
Look
okay.
At you, Ray.
Didn't know that.
You're entertaining yourself over there playing the Freddie Gibbs band. I love it. It's not the Freddie Gibbs band, is it? There was a Freddie Jones band, I can tell you that, but there's no Freddie Gibbs band. Can you play the Pink Pony coming into the next one? Okay, I appreciate that. I do like that song.
2 p.m., B96. Follow. Catch me over there.
Sick. Before Chicago takes on San Francisco, tune in Sunday from 4 to 7:20 p.m. for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz. Olin! Patrick Manley and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, Zach Zaidman will join Olin and Pat for instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Yeah, that's right. We're taking your phone calls on the Bears. 312-644-6767 is the number. I will bring us George in Highland Park. Hi, George. You're on The Score.
How you doing, fellas? So we've obviously been dissecting this game all week, every ounce. I love it. I'm a 50-plus year Bears in-person game. Went with my dad at Wrigley.
Bears.
So I was at the game with my brother. Here's what I want to bring up. I want to talk about officiating a little bit and a specific call that I think I haven't heard anybody talk about.
Oh, boy. Okay.
The Bears. So the Bears calls against the Bears, you can make an argument those calls were legit. But I think the NFL, and I think just like referees are just human nature, give calls and don't. And we can talk about the cheap shot against DJ Moore that wasn't called, multiple calls, how that was one-sided. But I don't know how many guys caught this play. About 5 minutes and 50 seconds, 45 seconds left in the game, Green Bay's driving for their last field goal. On third down, they run an end-around to Reed. Reed is taken out of bounds, and he wasn't. His forward motion isn't stopped. And you can watch the official kills the clock, which you guys know the signal, versus rolling the clock.
Mm-hmm.
The clock continued to roll. It was a factor. It ended up not mattering, but you're talking about 45 seconds that run off the clock. And go back and look at that play. No one's talked about it, why they continue to run the clock. Clearly see the clock being killed. And this head official who overruled on the Brisker personal foul when the guy right in front of it didn't call it, was he the guy that rolled the clock? Why? And what you guys thought about the officiating, and you know the play I'm talking about, and I'll just listen to your guys' opinion. Again, Bears calls, most of them legit. Lack of calls against the Packers. You decide when you want to make a call on a play like on most plays. And if you guys notice that running of
thanks,
the clock.
Thanks, George. Appreciate the call, George. Thank you very much. Now, George even gave us a summary. Okay, so in conclusion, I would like you guys to talk about the following things here.
George is hyped up. I get it, man.
Was that mentioned during the broadcast, the extra time that was going off the clock on the play on which he spoke?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I mean, if I were to get George riled up again, I would talk about the non-pass interference call against DJ Moore at the tail end of the game.
The right? last,
the
play,
last
of the
play of the game. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that a flag, man, I hope the thing, that's the amazing part of some of these games. Like, what could have happened if things didn't go well? Like, that would have been should have been an interference call, but I don't think they were going to call
that. No,
they were not going to call it.
Because then the Bears would have had another thing. I want to say this too. A lot of Packers fans specifically, they're like, oh, well, you played against our B squad. Malik Willis outplayed Jordan Love. Look at the stats.
Big time, which is not a
what are we talking
does
about?
Does that say great things for the Bears defense, to be honest
right.
with you?
But the fact of the matter, I mean, when we're talking about productivity, it's not as though Jordan Love in the second half is going to throw three touchdowns and 300 yards.
No, Malik Willis looked dangerous.
Yes. Gave him a different element of their game. And then Emmanuel Wilson's good. They're back at running
My
back
God,
for Josh Jacobs.
Big, big dude. Good, just,
like, don't act like you, and you have 27 receivers that you drafted in the first two rounds. Don't act like you don't have talent.
Yeah. The other penalties, I don't know. Like, Austin Booker's was a penalty, the one that in the second quarter that eventually knocks him. It's helmet to helmet, right? Like, I don't necessarily think it was egregious.
No, or he wasn't trying to.
I never know about it. I doubt in this day and age defensive players are trying to hurt anybody. Does it happen? Yeah, but I think it's very, very rare at this point because everybody knows the ramifications, which not only include the penalty, which are incredibly costly to your team, it usually involves a fine as well.
True.
And believe it or not, as much as these players make, they don't want any money taken out of their pockets.
And he already had the penalty earlier, right, where he drove Jordan Love into the ground.
It was the first drive of the game, wasn't it? So Austin, God, the whole thing with the Bears penalties, though, I kind of expressed this to Patrick Manley yesterday, and Patrick really wasn't having it because he said those fouls are inexcusable.
Yeah, he did say that.
DeMarco Jackson included. But to be honest with you, there was part of me that was conflicted only because the Bears their heart rates were up because Soldier Field's collective heart rate was at a 10.
Yeah.
The South Loop, the city of Chicago was at a 10 for days. So part of me appreciated that the Bears had risen to the occasion, that they cared a ton, and that there's like actual buy-in to the Bears-Packers rivalry that doesn't seem disingenuous.
Not at all. And Pat talked about it also yesterday, where he said this is a learning experience for all of them because they'd never been in that position before.
Yes.
They'd never had, you know,
most of the guys.
Compounded victories.
You can't excuse everybody.
Like who?
I mean, like Kevin Byard.
Okay.
But if we're talking about guys that, I mean, there's veterans on this Bears team. But I guess if you're just talking about the guys who actually committed the penalties, to your point, Austin Booker has never been sniffed anything close to
anything
like that.
I mean, look at DJ Moore, right, where he's exhausted because he's trying to give his all so the Bears can win this game.
Your point is well taken.
So, I mean, I do get that, and I'm glad that you did it in week 15, yeah. 16.
And you won.
And you won, and you, but you were able to get have a learning experience
yeah.
while at the same time getting the outcome that you wanted.
They will have to get that out of their system, though, because the hype only goes up from here. I mean, they'll probably be feeling that in San Francisco.
Of course.
They're going to feel that against – are you kidding me? Against Detroit on the final game of the season after the 52 spot
but
the Bears
Grody,
got put up on?
They've earned that. Right, the right to feel nervous in big games.
I agree.
They've earned that, and I love that for them.
Right, and that's why I made an excuse for them. But, there's the but, once they get to the postseason and you want to see these the Bears win games, you do have to coach that. You do have to be better, and the Bears know that.
Yeah, and I have faith in them and Ben Johnson that they'll be prepared at that moment when the playoffs do start.
Kelso is on the south side. What's up, Kelso? You're on the score.
Listen to George. I kind of got, like, sense, man. It seemed like it was an ex-girlfriend texting you with 14 sentences. Like, real quick, bro. Hey, Gabe, I got to give you props, man. Like, I was one of those Bears fans, like, when the draft was happening in 2024. You was the only one in town saying, like, I like Drake May better than Caleb. You was the only one. And I was like, when we think about North Carolina – quarterbacks, we cringe, man. So I have to admit, man, you was right. That kid is so damn good.
Bears.
He's not better than my Pookie Bear, Caleb. But
you're Pookie awesome. Bear. I love it.
He's awesome. But look, hey, Gro.
Uh-huh.
Is Ben, did you think, look, and this is a bigger picture for a later time. Did you think Halfley outcoached Ben Saturday, because I do.
I mean, for a lot, I don't know if I look at it like that. The Bears outplayed the Packers outplayed the Bears for most of that game. Is it a coach on coach? I don't know, but I do know, and I guess you could look at it that way if you want. The Packers badly outplayed the Bears for most of that game. How's that?
Fair, but I think, look, Caleb is getting a lot of blame about the slow starts.
Yeah.
I think if you looked at that game Saturday, with that 4th-and-1 call, that messed up the momentum.
That did.
Yeah. I just knew it. I knew it after that. It was going to be a struggle. I think Ben sometimes had to let Caleb play his game. Instead of like, I love Ben. He's the best coach probably since Hollis. But I'm just saying, like, some play calls and some, like, momentum shifts be his fault, too. The people who know ball.
Hey, yeah, no, you're right, Kelso. Great call. Merry Christmas. We're up against it here. All right, we would continue to engage here.
I just wanted him to tell me I was right a little bit more.
Yeah,
maybe I wanted him to give us a summary at the end of his call.
I knew you were right. Hey, I always give you credit.
You
there,
do.
There's
you
two
do.
Things that you deserve credit for on this radio station, if not more. It is the Drake May take, which you were steadfast on. I did many shows with you where you were trying to tell all of us that. And then the Baby T nickname. That definitely goes on your resume.
You. Okay, as the executive producer of the show, I'm making a call. Five on it. We're changing it to five on it. We'll be the top five things that Gabe Ramirez has gotten right on these airwaves on 670
The
Score.
Man, my contributions to the score.
I might be able to think of a third, but I'm not
sure. I was
going
to say, it might not get to five, though. I don't know.
I'll say really quickly before we go to break about the call that just went down. Yeah, that first drive, we should point that out. The first drive was very good for Caleb Williams. He hits Jahdae Walker down the middle for 15 yards. 27-yarder to Olamide Zaccheaus. It's easy to forget that play. He had a 9-yard run, and then the play call on that particular play. And as far as Ben Johnson is concerned, no, he's not immune to criticism. As a matter of fact, Gabe and I did a deep dive on DJ Moore yesterday, and one of the conclusions I made is that Ben Johnson has not been scheming him up correctly. Maybe that's chemistry with Caleb, but that falls on the boss, and that's Ben Johnson. Coming up next, let's broaden our view of the Bears just a little bit. We don't have to broaden it too much. We'll stay Bears-centric with Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk coming up next. We will expand into the other teams as well. It's Raheemy, Harris, and Grody along with Gabe Ramirez and Ray Diaz running this whole show here on The Score today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.